the history of jazz in Minnesota.
The Minneapolis area is blessed with a large pool of very talented jazz musicians, and approximately 45 clubs offer live jazz music, including the Dakota. The Dakota Jazz Club and Restaurant is a well-respected jazz club in the Twin Cities. The club opened in the 1980s at Bandana Square in St. Paul and moved to downtown Minneapolis in 2002. The club brings top touring jazz musicians to the Twin Cities. The list of who has played in the Dakota is like who's who of jazz. Check out these three live performances from Ray Brown, McCoy Tyner, and Toots Thielemans.
Thank you. Jazz in Minnesota.
We'll be right back.
History of Jazz in Minnesota.
Thank you.
That was performances by Ray Brown, McCoy Tyner, and Toots Thielemans. Other jazz greats who have entertained jazz enthusiasts in Minneapolis were Joey DeFrancesco, Ahmad Jamal, and Chuco Valdez. Let's enjoy live performances from these guys, beginning with Joey DeFrancesco, followed by Ahmad and Chuco. Thank you.
It's the history of jazz in Minnesota.
The history of jazz in Minnesota. Thank you.
That was Fly Me to the Moon from Joey DeFrancesco, followed by I Love Music from Ahmad Jamal. And we completed that set with Son No. 1 by Chuco Valdez. His father is the famed Cuban pianist and former director of Havana's famous Tropicana nightclub band, Bebo Valdez. Another contributing venue to the jazz scene in Minnesota is the Artist Quarters in St. Paul. The AQ showcases the best in both Minnesota and national jazz artists. Let's enjoy this performance from the Tanner Taylor Trio.
Thank you.
is You Stepped Out of a Dream from the Tanner Taylor Trio. Accompanying Tanner Taylor is Jeremy Boetcher on bass and Max Santiago on percussion. Tanner Taylor has the gift of both substance and style with crisp and imaginative riffs.
The history of jazz in Minnesota.
Minnesota's rich jazz heritage continues today with a large pool of very talented jazz musicians and ensembles. Check out Debbie Duncan with Mary Louise Knutson on keyboards, Adam Lentz on bass, and Nathan Norman on drums. This is Flying Easy. More than 11 years, the Jazz Men Big Band, the Twin Cities' premier professional jazz orchestra, performs a broad range of jazz repertoire, spanning classic and contemporary styles, showcasing outstanding jazz musicians from throughout the region and featuring world-class guest artists.
Thank you.
Jazz Men Big Band is a professional big band which follows the models of classical orchestras, striving for artistic excellence. The group combines the talents of outstanding jazz musicians from throughout the Twin Cities.
The history of jazz in Minnesota.
Whether in tribute to Ella or Billy, in duo or fronting a big band, Minneapolis vocalist Charmin Michelle sings with taste and understatement, swing and savoir-faire, grace and grooves, intimacy and panache. And she is also among the busiest and most versatile singers in town. Here's Straight No Chaser from Charmin Michelle featuring Joe Shapira.
Bouncing it straight, it's out of time if you wait. You gotta be on, you gotta be strong, the time is here, so trust your life to your ear. Don't wait for no one, you got to grow up, because the moment is the place where it happens, and there's no one who can help you get straight. Monk had a way of being out of his day, ahead of his time, and in the same rhymes of the guys, he was uncommonly wise. He knew the answer, the time's an answer, because you can't pack up the moment and take it with you on the road, so now is the time.
Pooch's Playhouse is a modern jazz quintet comprised of five veteran Twin Cities jazz musicians. The collective performing experience and resume of the group reads like a who's who of the Twin Cities jazz scene and beyond. Shapira and Heine are known for their work with the highly regarded jazz trio Triplicate. Amongst other projects, Brattain and Ash are members of the Cedar Avenue Big Band and work with a host of different groups. Schmeilenberger is a heavyweight percussionist who taught in Duluth for many years and is now a faculty member at McNally Smith College of Music in St. Paul, Minnesota. The band composes and performs a diverse blend of original music, jazz classics, standards, and more. next, saxophone maestro Pete Whitman gathers 9 of his most talented friends for a monthly Thursday performance at the AQ. The all-star cast includes Laura Caviani on piano, Phil Hay on drums, Dave Hagedorn on vibes, a horn section roll call of Dave Carr, Dave Milne, and Pete Whitman, saxes, Kelly Rossman and Adam Rossmiller, trumpets, and Jeff Rainier, trombone. Dr. No, No, from the Pete Whitman Extet. This concludes this brief history of jazz music in Minnesota. Thanks to all the Minnesota musical talent who contributed to jazz music in Minnesota and secured this style of music in history. I'm Mitch Faulkner, and this has been the History of Jazz in Minnesota, written and produced by Sonny D. For the Minnesota Department of Administration Legacy Amendment, Minnesota Music History Programming for AMPERS and KMOJ FM, Center for Communication and Development Incorporated. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks for listening.